Thank you. Item number three, discussion on the policy for hanging banners and signs on Chandler Park, the Chandler Park fence. This was came out of the also out of the Community Development Committee meeting. Ed, did you want to go ahead and?
Well, as many of you have, or perhaps all of you have noticed, this fall the fence was heavily used by a number of different organizations, groups, what have you, for signage, and all of those were not-for-profit events or community events. However, it got to the point, right now there aren't quite as many on there, but it got to a point a little while ago where we were receiving some complaints that it was had a cluttering effect or a graffiti look, and the fence itself, which is fairly attractive, was being covered, and the view of the park from the highway was being blocked by the signage. And there's also a little bit of concern about most people use the plastic ties, but occasionally you'll have somebody that uses wire or something abrasive, and that can have a tendency to damage the finish of the fence. Of course, that's, you know, we can monitor that. And also occasionally you'll have signs that come loose on a very windy day, and we've chased down a couple that were flopping around in the wind and tied them back down. And the fear there, is, of course, is that it's pretty close to the traveled roadway and heavy traffic area, and hate to have one of those fly off on somebody's windshield. So the committee, I think it's fair to say, we talked about several different options of perhaps limiting the amount of signs at one time or the amount of square footage at one time. But I think in the end, the recommendation was maybe we should just say that signs on that fence will no longer be permitted. Now, that if, obviously, if you take that step, there are a lot of organizations with annual events that do utilize the fence, so including the chamber. So I wish we had as the mayor also stated in the committee, it'd be great if we had an alternative to that fence. But we don't really have one close by. We could put up a big LED sign, I guess, downtown. Let people advertise on that. But that, I think that would cause some other problems if we did that.
Thanks, Ed. I know that my office has received a number of complaints in the last 3 to 4 weeks regarding the banners there. I count, as of this morning, 4 emails very pointedly concerned at the look, not only the look as it's perceived by the public coming into the community, but the distractiveness of those signs as people attempt to read them in proximity to the roadway, which maybe it's just my eyes, but I find it difficult to do that and drive. And the Public Works Director has also indicated a concern about a sail effect on our fence there, which could damage it if the right amount of wind came blowing from the south. I did receive 2 other comments verbally and 2 comments in written form, not coming from an electronic. So I think it's a concern out there, and I would suspect that many on the council have received similar concerns. As to the issue regarding an alternative site, we've discussed the possibility, and again, that's only a possibility right now, of that green space located on the north side of Calhoun Street between the sidewalk and the railroad right-of-way. That's the city's. We maintain that. Anyone from the council wish to comment or have any questions for Ed regarding the discussion at the committee? Alderman Hill.
Well, I would agree. I would like to see them eliminated for all the reasons that have been cited. You know, it's not attractive. There's been a lot of money spent to put that beautiful fence there. And I do think it's distracting.
Thank you, Kay. Alderman Dorsey.
And it's one of those things where it was a nice idea where we could try to help out one or two organizations, but we're a victim of our own success in that particular manner. Now we have so many asking, or in some cases not even asking, that we just, I don't believe, can find a workable solution to trying to allocate time and space to that. I would point out that it was not 100% not-for-profits. We have actually had a couple of for-profit businesses who have kind of slipped in there by accident, I'm sure. But I just don't see that there's another way of doing this. So I think that banning them is the best answer.
Thanks, Steve. Anyone else on the council? Anyone from the audience want to speak? I see we have someone from the chamber here. Sarah, do you want to weigh in? I'm sorry?
As I said, I don't particularly care for the look of the banners. I really just don't think it does the park any justice. I just wish there was a better alternative.
And maybe between the committee and input from the chamber, we can find that alternative and establish it somewhere in the downtown area. I know that during Heritage Days, we did have a banner that was displayed in that green space, and I think the Public Works Department claimed that it lasted about 12 hours there. I think it was a victim of vandalism. So, anything else,
Sarah? That's it.
Thank you very much. All righty. Do you have, without some other protocol, then I guess we would establish the policy then that we'll prohibit that moving forward, and Ed's office will be in charge of making sure that between them and the police that that's enforced.